Chapter 5. Mr. Stone. When the school day finished, Paul and I hid behind some bushes and watched the school gate. We saw many classes go home and some teachers, but we didn't see Mr. Stone. The minutes passed. Maybe he went home by car, I said. At that moment, through the bushes, we saw a man with black hair and very high cheekbones walk past. "It's him," I whispered.
"Wait! He mustn't suspect that we are following him,"
Paul said. We waited 2 minutes. "Okay, we can go," I said.